And we're back. This Outdoor Report, Mylon Koski hanging around with us for the second one this hour. Mylon from the South Shore Fishing Association, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
And just a quick recap, last Outdoor Report we talked about the Kids Fishing Day coming up next Saturday, June 18th at Lake Inland. 100% free. If you want to find out more information about bringing a child along, or if you want to just bring your family along, free food, free fishing gear, everything is provided by the SSFA, and you can find out more at southshorefishing.com, or better yet, on Facebook, right?
Yeah, at South Shore Fishing on Facebook.
All right, so that being said, we promised we were going to give your kind of starting strategies and tips for heading, you're headed to Launce this weekend. You're headed to the Berga Tournament, the Lake Trout Festival on Keweenaw Bay. So let's start with, you know, your general plan of action. You're going to go there and do a little pre-fishing. What are you trying to find out, obviously, besides where the fish are?
You know, I guess there's a few things we're looking for. We're looking for water temperatures. We're looking for bait fish. And then, of course, we're also looking for fish. You know, any changes to the bay, you know, locations of nets that we need to be aware of, stuff like that. So.
And have you heard anything about hot spoons or hot colors or anything like that?
I haven't heard a whole lot about hot spoons or hot colors, but I am aware that there are some big fish being caught. I was told there are some fish being caught in the very head of the bay, but you know that probably changes based on wind shifts.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the whether you're going to be chasing salmon or lake trout or both.
Actually, this year we entered both categories, but you know, in the morning we're going to be starting out, you know, looking for those salmon in kind of that shallow water pre-sunrise. We'll probably be using a lot of glow spoons, kind of, you know, trying to run some drop-offs, and we'll try and hit those areas pretty hard. And then as that, you know, as the sun comes up and it gets brighter and some of that boat traffic is kind of, you know, spook those fish a little bit, we'll probably slide out into some deeper water and maybe drop the riggers down a little bit and see if we can find something out there.
Well, I want to pass along a tip that I got. I just talked to somebody who was fishing yesterday, and they told me orange and white. So use that for what you will. I also heard that smaller spoons have really been working better lately than bigger spoons.
That's all good info. We'll give it a shot.
And of course, there's always those people that, especially at the head of the bay, that like to fish the crankbaits with planer boards and whatnot. So,
right.
All right, Mylon Koski from the South Shore Fishing Association. Good luck this weekend, and good luck to everybody out there headed to the tournament. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me again.
And don't forget about Kids Fishing Day. Next Saturday, we'll get Mylon back in next week to kind of preview it again and put another plug in. So thanks again, Mylon.
Thanks.
This is the Outdoor Show.